This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Following the Environmental Protection Agency's release of the proposed renewable fuel standard volumes for 2026 and 27, ag and biofuel groups are publishing their reactions to the proposed volumes. We will hear more from Grant Kimberly of the Iowa Biodiesel Board next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Following the EPA's release of the proposed renewable fuel standard volumes, Grant Kimberly, the executive director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board, says his initial reaction is very positive.
Yeah, you know, it was done in a different way. So it took us a little bit more time to digest all the information, look at it. Usually in the past, for the D4 biomass-based diesel category, they give us a volume target of total gallons. This time they did it based off of total RINs that would be needed for that volume target. So we had to kind of look at that a little bit more closely. But after digging into it a little bit better, certainly this is very positive overall.
Kimberly says that under the proposal, biomass-based diesel volumes will increase.
Yes, that's what it appears to be the case. What they've done differently this time is they based it off of ethanol equivalent energy value related to the RINs. And they've also changed it in the fact that imported feedstocks and imported fuels would only receive about half a RIN credit.
He also says that the announcement from EPA should be good news for idled biodiesel plants in Iowa, allowing them to get back to producing biofuels.
I think so. I believe so. Certainly, this should really make a huge difference. Now, the challenge you're going to have is what we've noticed here today. Soybean oil has locked limit up. So really, there's no way for any plant to purchase soybean oil right now when you have everything locked limit on the market. So I think we're going to have to wait a couple days to see how the feedstock market trades.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.